This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. More than 7,000 childcare workers in New York City are on strike. This is the second day of a three-day walkout. Parents of some 50,000 children have been forced to make other arrangements or stay home from work. The daycare centers serve many low-income families and are subsidized by the city. The daycare workers have been without a contract for almost 4 years. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Yesterday, thousands of daycare workers marched across the Brooklyn Bridge. Today, they rallied at City Hall. They've been without a contract for about 4 years. Earlier this week, the Bloomberg administration made an informal offer of a 3% raise, a 2% raise next year, and $1,000 outright. It was rejected, hands down.
We don't want that package. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what are we saying? No contract?
No contract?
No contract?
No contract.
There were a couple thousand strikers in City Hall Park, mostly African Americans, many with handmade posters, union hats, and many with children in tow. Childcare worker Dawn McFadden was with her 4-year-old daughter, Dejanay.
Why are you not in school today?
Because my class is closed.
I'm her parent, but I'm also a daycare worker. And we'd like a pay raise. Just not much. We're not going to be greedy about it, but, you know, an increase would be great.
What are daycare workers making?
Well, it depends on what position you hold. I'm a cook, and I make, about $20,000 a year, and I've been working in daycare since 1985.
Her thoughts were echoed by Doris Dixon, who brought her son Malachi to the rally.
We have a very important role to play in these children's lives. A lot of us have the same credentials as teachers in the Board of Ed, and the cost of living is very high, and the salaries that they pay us do not reflect the quality of the work that we do.
The workers are asking for a retroactive 9% raise over those past 3 years, and they want a wage package similar to that given municipal workers 3 years ago. The Bloomberg administration is committed to a balanced budget and has resisted those demands. Daycare workers are not city workers, but they work for nonprofit agencies that get city, state, and federal funds. And the city is involved with the negotiations. Mayor Bloomberg said Tuesday that parents who use the 350 affected daycare centers would be reimbursed for the cost of alternative child care. At the end of the rally, Raglan George, executive director of District Council 1707, the Daycare Workers Union, told the strikers the government and the press has taken notice.
City Hall is now reacting to what you've done.
He said that they should continue picketing tomorrow but resume work on Monday so that a cooling-off period will enable both sides to come to the table.
I believe that they're going to give us what we want.
But with a tight budget, it's not clear that the mayor will have much room to move. Asked today about striking daycare workers, Bloomberg had this response.
We've said from the beginning we'd try to do something, and I would just urge everybody to go back to work. I've talked to both the union leaders this morning, and I think Tom Hanley, our labor commissioner, is reaching out to them today.
And the strike is just the latest in a series of job actions against the city. Earlier this week, there were rallies for raises and better benefits by home care workers, police, firefighters, and teachers. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.